I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. ISIS is trying to recruit members of Somalia's Al-Shabaab terror group. Considering these two factions share the same ideas and methods, it makes sense. Todd Nettleton, a spokesman for the Voice of the Martyrs USA, says Al-Shabaab belongs to Al-Qaeda, though. However,
last year there was a faction of Al-Shabaab, or the leader of a faction within Al-Shabaab, that did pledge allegiance to ISIS.
That ended quickly when Al-Shabaab hunted down its rogue members. Then, Al-Shabaab stepped up its game with more attacks on churches, border towns, and military outposts.
Voice of the Martyrs is actively partnering with churches in Kenya to respond to these events with medical care for those who are injured.
VOM's there to help Somalia's believers, and they are asking for prayer.
We want to pray for Al-Shabaab fighters to have dreams and visions of Jesus Christ. We want to pray that somehow they will encounter a Christian who can plant the seeds of the gospel.
And Transworld Radio has been working to transform women's lives worldwide through its ministry, Project Hannah. Peggy Banks is with Transworld Radio.
Project Hannah is a ministry of Transworld Radio, TWR. And what we do is we provide programming through media that offers compassion and encouragement and hope to suffering women worldwide. And we do that through prayer, we do that through awareness and education, and then different radio programming.
But now, Project Hannah is going through a little transformation of its own.
I am going to be succeeding the founder as the global ministry director for Project Hannah.
Would you pray for this to be a smooth transition? You can find out more about Project Hannah by visiting missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Set Free Ministries is offering the free booklet, Who I Am in Christ, as a resource to help you understand what it is to be a child of God. Just go to missionnews.org to sign up for free. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.